Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, Internet? It's Friday. Welcome to this edition of Wanda Zeitz. Wanda Sykes in the news. I'm Miles.
I'm Daniel.
My last name starts with a G. And then I'm here with my guest co-host, Mr. DJ Daniel, whose last name also starts with a G. Coincidence? I think not. This is a Deep State podcast you are listening to. Thanks for being here. How you doing?
Welcome. I'm chilling, man. It's a good Friday morning. Got a little haircut. Got a little beard trim. Feeling good.
You look very trimmed down. You look very edged up.
I'm about to. I have to. If I'm going to try and emulate my Miles the best of my ability, I got to look fresh. If I'm going to come back from Italy being Italy
look
guy,
at
if
my,
I'm going to be
bro, look at my must. Facial hair. There's nothing fresh about me at the moment.
You stay looking fresh. That's facts.
I mean,
there it is.
Oh my God! You know, that's just playing through my computer speakers. I mean, anyway, good luck to you in Italy. You will be forever changed. But yes, truly. Let's tell the people what is trending today. First up, I'm talking about Wanda Sykes because this thing called Ring Nation is trending. You say, "What the fuck is Ring Nation?"
Well, what is guess Ring what? Nation?
Look, we talked about how Amazon owns your whole shit now. They bought fucking iRobot so they can map the inside of your house with a fucking Roomba and then know if you got a messy house and they can sell you shit. They own One Health. They own Whole Foods. They own Ring Camera so they can basically, like, they got this. They're going to become the state eventually,
they will
right?
Become
fingers
everything.
Crossed. Yeah. But they are taking it to a whole other level on Deadline. They were reporting that there's going to be a fucking TV show that's all videos like swiped off of Ring cameras hosted by Wanda Sykes called Ring Nation.
So my question when I hear about this is there like a clause in Ring's contract where they also own all your footage, or are people submitting this shit like America's Funniest Home Videos?
I'd imagine that they would be submitting it just like anywhere else.
I would really hope so.
Yeah.
But I also would not be surprised if in the clauses somewhere it was like, Well, oh, for like, security yeah. reasons, we also own actually, this footage.
We had to subpoena this footage for entertainment reasons.
Yeah, literally.
But, you know, if you really want to feel better about it, the people, the same people that brought you Live PD, that fucking bullshit cop show, they're the fucking people making this show.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's being done by like a group of comedians. It's like, no, we're here for Copaganda. We're the Copaganda bros.
It's not the Impractical Jokers. I'm shocked.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, they say the content will probably be like funniest home videos and shit. Like, where they'll be like,
it'll
be like
I'm sure.
Military homecomings or like, you know, proposals and funny animals.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I don't know, unhoused people having a mental health crisis in a nice neighborhood to continue the cycle of fear for those who are, have the power to be NIMBYs. Mm. I don't know.
Mm.
Mm. Who knows?
Because I, you know, you got to think of that Venn diagram of people with a Ring camera and people who don't want a train station 5 blocks away from them. Probably a very close circle.
Yeah. Anyway, try a little empathy, folks. Next up is Trump nuclear or nuclear.
Yes. Nuclear.
If you're a big Homer Simpson fan.
Nuclear.
This is, you know, the little news came out yesterday, after we did Trends. I was beginning to be like, yeah, the shit that they were looking for up in Mar-a-Lago.
Pretty serious, as it turns out.
Nuclear secrets. This shit just gets better and better.
Yeah, it really does. I'm excited that we're actually seeing something exciting coming out of this, because I know that, you know, with every, like, Trump news break or whatever, there's a little hint of me being like, I'm just not going to get my hopes up, because we've had these happen so many times.
I won't get my hopes up for seeing him get perp walked.
Right.
Will keep my hopes up for them to be in a constant state of stress and fear.
Yes.
For the foreseeable future, because everyone is like in a, well, what do they got? What do they know? Am I in that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Which is really funny to see, because nobody knows how to act.
No.
And you'll hear more about that on Monday's show. But anyway.
Yes, you will.
It's an interesting situation we live in these United Corporations.
United Corporations, indeed.
The Flash is also trending.
One young Ezra Miller?
Yeah.
Did he do yet another crime?
There's news, right, that they were still shooting shit with him, even though they knew about all this other shit going on. And many people were like, and you chose to can Batgirl?
Literally.
Rather than this guy who is clearly a danger to the public. And, like, did you see that one video where he was like, yo, dude, you want to get knocked the fuck out?
No.
He pulled up to some dude who was, like, I think working at a supermarket or some shit. And the guy, like, was, like, took a video. I'm like, oh, what's up? As well, he goes, hey, oh, so you want to get knocked the fuck out? And the dude was like,
God. What?
He's like, you want to get knocked the fuck out right here? And he's like, nah, I'm good. Like, it was just very odd.
Weird, tough
anyway,
shit. What a loser.
Yeah, it's bad news. But and now it sounds like their Discovery Warner or whatever this new terrible behemoth company is like, maybe bad look for keep making The Flash.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Maybe so. I don't want to be the executive that's making that decision, because undoubtedly that decision comes out and it's like, well, you know, it was this person's decision. And that person's gonna be like,
Right.
No,
I don't. He really had an interesting. It's just wild, because wasn't he being like, "Yo, man, I'll fuck a Nazi up, fuck around and find out." People were like, "Yeah, Ezra Miller," and then he was
kidnapping people and all sorts of shit.
Yeah, and also there are many allegations that are very unsavory, to the point where, again, I agree with like most of those takes I've seen where people are like, "How do you say that Batgirl is the thing that you want to like?" Shield your company with, or it's not worth the hassle.
Man. Yeah, literally. It's after so many people did so much work. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Do you even fuck with DC? If you chose, do you give a fuck?
I mean, I would say, I mean, if I were to choose, I would say no. I'm probably more Marvel gang. But at the same time, I like a good movie. I love to be, you know, immersed in cinema. And more than anything, being someone who is involved in the production of media, I just feel for everybody's job. Like, so many people got to work, and all to see that work just like go away. Like, that's a whole credit that people don't have anymore. And that's
also like
up.
On top of it too, like having shows like this, like I feel bad for the people who are like, bro, we're like, we're working with this man. Like, I'm making money off the back of the network thinking that this dude is worth having on.
Right.
That's also another existential thing. But anyway, you know what they say in show business, beggars can't be choosers. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back because we have some New York versus Texas beef.
Yay!
Like you wouldn't believe right after this. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We're back.
Woo.
Eric Woo. Adams,
Woo.
The mayor of New York City. He's got fucking beef.
Let's hear it.
Don't laugh, bro. Don't fucking laugh.
Okay, well, let's
this
hear the
is
beef.
Fucking heavy, man. This is serious. He's let's saying Greg Abbott, stop busing people to the fucking city, because Greg Abbott has been doing this thing, the governor of Texas, taking like asylum seekers and people who are crossing the border and busing them to sanctuary cities. Because his whole thing is like, well, if you want them, then here they are.
From Texas Check to New York?
Yeah.
What a bus.
And because of that, Eric Adams, like, this has created like a little bit of a feud between Eric Adams and Greg Abbott. Two people I couldn't care less about. But at a news conference, a journalist was like, hey, man, what do you think of fucking Greg Abbott? Like, just busting people over here fucking with you. Are you going to clap back, Mayor? And he kind of said, I'm working on something. This is what Eric Adams said.
Okay.
I already called all of my friends in Texas and told them how to cast their vote.
Okay.
And I am deeply contemplating taking a busload of New Yorkers to go to Texas and do some good old-fashioned door knocking because we have to, for the good of America, we have to get out of office.
I like the idea of pulling up with a busload of New Yorkers.
New Yorkers.
And doing some old-fashioned door knocking.
He really could not have said that in a more threatening way. It's like, yeah we're going to canvass and ask people to vote. It's like, okay.
I was like, is this a scene from King of New York that was deleted?
Old-fashioned door knocking.
Just old-fashioned. We come out here from New York, you know? We'll see. But yeah,
we will
see. Nonstop. This is something that Abbott has we've never done this, but we've seen it happen in other cities. I don't know. It's just very absurd. Anyway.
It also it feels a little bit like, you know, in the obvious grand scheme of all this, it feels avoidant of the actual problem here. The issue is not, you know, the issue is not like, oh, you're bringing your people over here. The issue is we don't have a safe and habitable way to bring in people into this country, and especially at our borders. It's just like the issue lies in so many things outside of what these two, you know,
right.
It's chuckle fucks are talking about.
And I mean, it's debatable what the numbers of actual people are that are entering New York. But again, this is just more like, it's just wild to see the full on like WWE-ification of politics.
True.
It's like nobody's talking policy.
No.
Fucking ever. And if they are, it's more just like, that shit's woke. Or like, this doesn't do enough. But it's like, okay, then like really advocate for those outcomes rather than just being like, here's my take and let me get in front of the mic and let me tell you, brother, I'm gonna bust those migrants to your city. Meanwhile, people with real lives actually need help. But okay.
Yeah.
Do that.
Do that.
What else? John Bolton is trending. Okay, so John Bolton, the Warhawk Muppet himself, Mr. fucking Warhawk, he went on Newsmax and got in a straight up argument with one of the anchors on there because like the Newsmax guy was like, I don't know. I mean, I think we're less safe under Biden because than Trump, obviously, because of the way Biden did it. And John Bolton was like, bruh, Donald Trump was so bad at anything foreign policy related. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. And dude, this guy with his dodgy tan, he got so fired up. They just start like, it just devolves into like a full on screaming match.
Oh, hell yeah.
But you love to see it. But you also, I love to see when John Bolton, who's like a Republican, but still so petty about Trump, who's like, no, don't expect me to come on here and like all. Half cape for him sometimes, but if it's a my foreign policy brain versus his policy brain thing, I will always talk shit.
I will ride.
And that made us safer.
I mean, can you imagine? He had President Xi.
And he cut a deal with the Taliban to withdraw from Afghanistan. Did that make us safer, Eric?
When he bombed Syria. No, you know what made us less safe?
More chaos.
You know what made us less safe is when Biden pulled us out of Afghanistan. 13 Americans died. And now
it was Trump's deal.
And now the Taliban tells us, back off. Don't kill Al-Qaeda.
That's right.
Are you out of your mind, sir?
Same thing they would have done under Donald Trump. No.
Are you out of your mind, sir? Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind?
$4.99? Are you out of your mind? I mean, yeah, I guess. But it's just wild. Like, the freakouts all over the, like, right-wing news sphere is really interesting. Because, like, this really has nothing to do with the Mar-a-Lago stuff. But, again, just this debate. Like, how all of that sort of stress around the periphery is, like, bleeding into then just screaming matches. But, you know.
Everybody's very high tension, and also like all of these people are on a knife's edge right now. All of these people are like, "Look, I could be gone tomorrow.
Yeah,
I could be gone.
They don't know. I mean, I doubt it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I doubt it as well. But you know,
you're white.
Keep sweating.
You keep sweating. Right. They really go after poor people, but I don't know. That's what I'm saying. We're waiting on pins and needles.
Yeah, exactly.
To see how this weird justice system works. And then finally, Eminem is trending. I don't know if you saw this, Daniel. The Game dropped a 30-track fucking album. And there is a track called The Black Slim Shady on
Black
it.
Slim
it's
Shady.
10 and a half fucking minutes.
Yeah.
And he's taking shots at like Dre, 50, Eminem, mostly Eminem. It's mostly Eminem. It's like it's weird. Like he's getting in an Uber with like the character Stan from like the Stan songs, like younger brother.
What?
Yes, dude. It's
that's mad weird.
So bad. And a that's lot of people weird. Are like, what do they got beef over again? The only thing that seems to connect is that like when he said he would absolutely rinse Eminem in a versus, I was like,
okay. First of all, probably not. Second of all, there is this whole thing brought up footage of the game 10 years ago saying one person you don't go at is Eminem.
Right.
Like, bro, pull up the clips of yourself and just have a humble moment.
Like, what's a big... Okay, I would say the game's biggest song is maybe Hate It or Love It.
Okay.
Hate It or Love It, Underdog on Top.
Oh, yeah. Boom, oh, that's... Boom, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
You know, in my Air Max 95.
Yes.
Okay, that shit. Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably his biggest song, right?
I'm literally Googling the
After
game's
that,
biggest song.
How We Do, This Is How yeah. We Do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alley Boom, you got good that song. One. Wouldn't Get Far. Good song.
But that's like, okay, Wouldn't Get Far is like a, you have to be, you have to like rap to know who Wouldn't Get Far. I couldn't play that for
it
like
was
a
just
random.
A waste of time, but you know.
Yeah.
But again, wouldn't okay. I understand where we're going with this. So yes, we've named like four or five songs from the game that are like.
There's songs, tracks.
Recognizable yeah. songs that a hip hop person would know.
I think Eminem. He's got like his songs aren't like bangers though. So I mean, in that sense, I'm like, I'm never gonna be like, oh shit, they play it without me.
Yeah. No.
Like
you're
all
right.
This shit. Yeah.
But you have an entire country of people that know every word to the Slim Shady LP.
Oh yeah. Or Till like, I Collapse or Stan fucking everything.
Every song. Are just platinum hits.
And that's the thing. Like I'm not the more I like the more Eminem goes into the periphery, I'm like, yeah, stay there.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I do say like if you're going off straight like lyricism, the game would absolutely get destroyed. I don't think like that's why he said don't come after this guy who has all porn tapes still and doesn't know about online porn. That is a dangerous person for sure.
My favorite interview ever.
Did you know that people think that Eminem is a clone?
What?
Like he got switched out in like 2005 or some shit because you know he got like he clearly had like work done.
Yeah.
And a lot
and they're
of people,
like
oh, that's, a clone.
That's the clone?
Yeah, I'm like it's hard it's easier for you to believe that Eminem has a fucking clone than Eminem got plastic surgery.
Come on.
Is that how like toxic your idea
Dang.
Of like masculinity is like, "No, nah, man, that's a female move." That's
they would,
a clone.
He would do that. M would do that. M would do that.
What? What is wrong with y'all? That's some really weird
that's
stuff
fucking,
out there, folks.
That's funny. That's funny. I had not heard that. That's wild.
Nah. Eminem, though.
I gotta get on clone Twitter.
Dude, this is just such a weird thing. Like, honestly, I'd call this the battle of who could care less. which Eminem in the game. But sure. I think the lyrics were... Did you listen to the actual track? I had it on passively.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about, like, kidnapping Haley. And
why would you do that?
It's like, Dad, I'm scared.
Oh,
there's like a
God
thing
sakes.
With that. I'm like, what is that for?
Oh
like,
gosh.
What? Talking about like clapping them up. I'm like, what are you?
Okay.
I think that's where I'm like, you are clearly doing this thing where you are taking shots at somebody to try and get, you know, goad them into a thing that makes you relevant.
Something tells me that Eminem fans would ride for Eminem longer and farther than game fans would. Ride for the game.
Yeah.
I just feel like you have some deep Eminem fans that are like maybe in the hinterlands, maybe with a few
just
more guns.
Like, I mean, there's not like a white millennial male who didn't like Eminem, I feel like. And at a certain point, they may not fuck with him now, but at a certain point that was like taking up all the oxygen in the room.
It was everything.
So yeah, I don't know. Guys, just retire. I get Please. It. Look. The game, I know you love to play Madden. I hear you're really good at that.
Oh.
Just get your career going there. You know,
get
I mean?
A Twitch channel. Oh, my gosh.
He must be on Twitch. Dude, he games. He fucking games.
Is he really?
I don't know
tight.
If he's... And it's How am I going to find out? The game, Twitch?
The game.
How's that going to, kind of fucking SEO is that? But anyway, y'all, you're past your time. Just make way for the artists. And,
yep.
You know, don't bring this nonsense into my feed.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's enough.
That's all I got to say. I don't know. Part of me just so angry at the game. I'm like, dude, yeah. This is so transparently, like, this is such a desert thirst, transparent act.
Yes. 100%.
And that's what makes me sad. You know, like, you don't like to see people do such transparently, like, self-serving things when they think they're being slick. And you're like, yo, you just look like a pumice stone that is so dry and in need of quenching. Anyway, that's going to do it for us.
Hell yeah.
Today, it's going to do it for us this week. Damn, what a season. Daniel, you were on fucking 3 out of 5, I think.
Felt good.
No, 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5, but
spoiler
maybe,
alert.
Maybe a third coming up.
You might be on another one. Anyway.
Shit.
Spoiler alert. But yeah, thanks so much for listening to us this week. Please take care of yourselves this weekend. Take care of each other. Wear a mask.
Please.
You know, the CDC is like on fuck it mode now. So it's up to us to keep ourselves safe, like it pretty much always has been. But yeah, take care of each other. Don't do nothing about white supremacy or any kind of hatred or discrimination. Please be a fucking good person, not an aggro person. There's more benefits to just having your heart open in general. You'll watch. Amen. You will see the benefits. You will see the blessings come in.
You will.
The blessings come in. Bodega Boys.
The blessings come in.
Drop.
All right.
Preshikita ba-ba-ba. The blessings come in. All right. See y'all later. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.